close your eyes and come back to the breath. The breath is where everything starts in life. You want to come back to the source, because it's right here that you can establish the mind and develop good qualities out of the mind. So watch the breath all the way in, all the way out, and try to breathe in a way that feels good. It feels nourishing to the body, refreshing for the mind. And what way that's going to be is something you have to explore for yourself, because the needs of the body are going to change, and different people have different needs at different times. So see what the body needs right now. Breathing to energize it, or breathing to relax it, breathing to soothe it. Try to find what kind of breathing is just right. And then it's on that foundation that, and in developing that foundation, that you actually develop some good qualities of mind, alertness, mindfulness, and the determination to do something skillfully. Because it's the qualities of the mind that you can really depend on. We live in a world where everything's changing all the time. Even our bodies are changing. And we have in that chant, aging, illness, and death. These are normal things in life. Separation is something normal in life. The ups and downs of society, the ups and downs of the economy, the ups and downs of civilizations, these are a normal part of human life. And it's good to know that there's something that doesn't change, which is the Dharma. Although the problem is that the Dharma is available at certain times and not available at other times. But the truth is always there. And that doesn't change. People come to the monastery and sometimes they say, come to the monastery and hear the same old things over and over again. Well, it's because you want something that doesn't change in this world of change, something you can hold on to. Now, the words themselves are not the things you hold on to. It's the qualities you're trying to develop in your mind. All the imperfections, all the different good qualities that you can develop as you practice generosity, you practice virtue, and you practice meditation. These are the things that you can hold on to. There's a time once when Sariputta, who was one of the Buddha's main disciples, passed away. And Ananda, another major disciple, came in and said he was really torn apart by Sariputta's death. And the Buddha said, well, did he take virtue with him? Did he take concentration? Did he take discernment with him? Did he take release with him? No, those things are still in the world. The things that are really valuable in the world, those are always there. The coming and going of other people, the coming and going of prosperity and status, all these other things keep changing. Those can't take away the things that are really good in the world, the things that we can develop inside. This is why meditation is a project or a skill that everyone should work on every day, because this is what you've got to hang on to. You look around you, all of us are going to pass away at some point. What do we have to hold on to? You look at your body, it's going to have to pass away. You're going to have to leave your body, this body that has been you or yours for so long. You're going to have to leave it. What are you going to have when you go, aside from the qualities you build into the mind? Now, if you're building greed, aversion, and delusion in the mind, then it's like going in a sack full of fighting cats. But if you develop mindfulness, alertness, discernment, wisdom, it's like traveling with good companions and going to a good destination. So in this world of change, remember there are some things that don't change. In this world of things that it's hard to find something you can really rely on, remember there are some things you can rely on, that they're going to be inside them. You've got to develop them inside. But once they're there, they'll never leave you, never let you down.